What is
biblical counseling?
Biblical counseling will grow you from brokenness to wholeness.
I think what you just said made me look at those scenarios differently.
God replaced all my junk with a beautiful light.
God's really been changing the way that I parent my children.
The most amazing thing is the sufficiency of His Word.
This is Transformed. And now your host, Assistant Professor of Biblical Counseling at the Master's University and Certified Biblical Counselor, Dr. Greg Gifford.
Welcome to Transformed. My name is Dr. Greg Gifford, and today we are covering biblical counseling stories on crunchiness. Okay, you have been, for those of you that have been keeping up with social media, I've been on social media asking questions about crunchiness, particularly on Instagram. Asked my viewers and followers, like, hey, what are we talking about with crunchiness? GMO, plant-based, no gluten, no soy, organic, sourdough, no vaccines, natural diapers, probiotics, gut health, don't touch receipts, pools and chlorine are bad for you, you have to homeschool. Crunchiness. It was really a newer term to me. I've been learning a lot about what crunchiness actually means. And in these next few episodes, maybe three total, we'll see if I can do it in two, but these stories might last for three episodes. I want to help cover this craze, and I've even said a potential cult of crunchiness. In this process, I've tried my best to learn what we even mean, because it came from a listener. A listener wrote in and said this in August of 2025. She said, the cult-like atmosphere is extremely influential in imposing on new moms the ideas of home birthing, non-vaccine, environmentally safe cleaning products, sourdough, beef tallow, homeschooling or possibly unschooling, naturopathy, aromatherapy, grounding, earthing. It's exhausting to write it all out. I might add that there is a small group of older women into grounding and following other protocols of wacky chiropractors, essential vitamins that you must take, and sending me Instagram reels of everything in my everyday life that's going to kill me. I am drowning. I believe I respond biblically to these issues when I'm asked about them. And this listener wrote in and just said, what are your thoughts? Can you help me out? And that back in August, that got me going, thinking of, well, what is crunchiness? I've heard of it. I'd seen a couple of things here and there. I know a couple of people who might call themselves crunchy. And essentially, I had to learn, first of all, what is grounding even mean? You know, that there is this process of taking off your shoes, walking in the grass, that there's some type of connection between you and the ground that heals you. I didn't know that receipts are supposedly dangerous for you until I started researching crunchiness. I watched one guy use his shirt to grab the receipt from the self-checkout because the receipts have toxins in them and supposedly that's dangerous. Or I didn't even know that detergents, laundry detergent, dishwash soap, I didn't even know that those were considered to be dangerous. I've just always thought, like, I buy it at the store, put it on my clothes, never thought anything about it. That is what we're getting at with crunchiness. And for those of you that know me personally, I don't consider myself to be a health nut. As I record this particular episode, I'm 5'10", 192, 95 pounds. I try to work out three or four times a week. I should run more than I actually do, but I manage a lot of my own weight with being active and also diet. So I've never thought about my diet in terms of toxins. I've always thought about it in terms of macros and how much protein, how many carbs, sugar, things like that. And I had a season of my life, this will make you laugh, and there's proof of it that you would have to kill me to get, but I had a season of my life where I really got into bodybuilding, and that was in my late high school years, where my friends, really was a friend and I, it started in weight class at high school, but then it morphed into us lifting, us trying to get big and muscular, so eating like crazy, and then ultimately dieting down, and we competed in a show in 2003, so I believe that was like my junior year of high school. So bodybuilding nutrition principles are really what have guided me, but that means I don't think a lot about plastic versus glass bottles, and I've never thought a lot about detergent. the crunchiness that's happening right now is it's more of a lifestyle than it is nutritional principles. And I consider myself to be a mildly healthy person, but I don't know if lifestyle is the best way to describe the way I would approach health. For instance, the Urban Dictionary says the term crunchy is used to describe persons who have adjusted or altered their lifestyle for environmental reasons. And the environmental reasons can be health of the environment and then also your health. But what the Urban Dictionary doesn't capture is that many people aren't doing this to save the turtles. You know, it's like, hey, stop drinking plastic bottles because they get dumped into the ocean. That's not really the motivation for much crunchiness. Most of it's personal health and the well-being of your own personal body or helping your kids. I offered this definition on Substack, and I haven't had anybody really push back on it yet, so it seems like at least a working definition of crunchy. It's a focus on healthy living that includes food, avoiding certain chemicals, using drinks, and home choices to promote perceived health. And a couple of key things to note. Crunchiness is bigger than nutrition. I just mentioned detergents a second ago. The extremely crunchy person gets into what toothpaste should you use or what toothpaste should you not use. Or an extremely crunchy person gets into grounding, maybe some new age stuff. That's extremely crunchy. And I use the term perceived health because some of it's unverifiable. If you get too crunchy, there's no proof that that's actually helping you. In fact, you may be vitamin deficient in other areas, as we'll talk about. So this is that's generally what crunchy means, though. It's using your nutrition, avoiding certain chemicals, and then using drinks and lifestyle choices, home choices, to promote perceived health. And I do want to draw two lines, okay? So this is important, and I don't know if I've been clear about this on social media or clear about it on Substack, but I want to draw two clear lines. One is crunchiness, and that is this health, avoiding chemicals, and so forth. And then the next is extreme crunchiness. And that is a hyper-focus on every toxin, every detail of food, many claims which are not medically proven or verified, that you now get into extreme crunchiness, even to the point of rejecting accepted medical science. And I know that the American Western lifestyle is not right all of the time. You'll hear me say that over and over. But extreme crunchiness is a thing, and it is demonstrated in a story that was given to me. So one of my listeners and followers on Instagram wrote in and shared her crunchy story. And this would be an example of extreme crunchiness. She said, "This is something that wasn't included in your Instagram post that I feel is very big and an important aspect of the crunchy community. It's the crunchy side of the birthing community. That one, in my experience, can be very cultish and lead to excessive idolization, being haughty or prideful in your choices or beliefs, and possibly even judging or fear-mongering others for not having those same beliefs. I would like to give you insight on my personal experience so you can gain some context as to what I mean. When I was pregnant with my first child, I started with a deep dive into the crunchy community because I started to realize all the chemicals in our cleaning products, toiletry products, and food. I started to ditch toxic soaps, makeup, shampoo, conditioner, laundry detergents, plastics. Then came the idea of the quote right and quote godly way to birth. God created your body to birth. It was designed to know exactly what to do," end quote. That was the number one phrase I heard repeatedly. I look back and regret that I didn't use wisdom or discernment in my choices. I chose a charismatic midwife that didn't believe in preventative care or interventions. When I made the choice to get an ultrasound, I was fear-mongered into being told that's not how God designed pregnancy and it will harm my baby, so I should pray some more about it. She goes on to say, "To spare you the immense details and too much of your time, I'll just get to the point that unfortunately I lost that baby at 40 weeks pregnant due to complications that the midwife put off, telling me to surrender to God, trust God, and He will take care of you. While those statements can be true, I don't think it was wise or discerning that I didn't seek more advice or help. When I was pregnant with my second, I decided to see an OBGYN and was also referred to maternal fetal medicine specialist. due to my previous complications. In making that choice, my very crunchy family member friend told me that I wasn't trusting God by choosing that, that doctors don't care about me, and that even if I had chosen a doctor with my first, he would have died anyway because the death was ordained by God. Don't get me wrong. The crunchy community can be great. The lifestyle of keeping our bodies healthy in what we put in and our bodies is great, but do it all for the glory of God. Just like everything else in the Christian life, there should be boundaries, balance, and constant reflection on sanctification. This listener and viewer, she is an example of getting moved into not just a focus on health, but extreme crunchiness. My heart sank when I read that email that she lost her 40-week-old baby because of this hyper-crunchy midwife. What an awful reality. There are medical remedies, and home birthing processes can get really dangerous if you don't have the right medical support. So create a line when we're talking about this topic, first of all. What's that first category? Crunchiness, that focus on health, but then also have another category where you're going beyond focus on health and stewardship of resources. You're going beyond that to a hyper-focus, and I'm going to call that extreme crunchyism. So who are the crunchiest? Well, let me take a short break, and when we come back, I will answer that question. So Jimmy, I turn it over to you, sir.
And we'll be back with more from Dr. Gifford in just a moment. He's sorting today where convictions end and where the wisdom of Scripture begins. And so before we get back to him, I want to point out a couple of different things that actually can be helpful in your life. First, if you're the person that your friends call when life starts to get complicated for them, and you've thought, man, I really would like to help better than I currently am, I would say look into getting trained where Greg teaches at the Masters University. Their biblical counseling program treats the Bible as the framework, and then they get you ready for real people. You're not left guessing in hard moments. If you're looking at being trained in biblical counseling, then this is the place to go. Maybe you have a senior who's looking ahead at the future. The Masters University, again, is the place to go. You can start the conversation right now by going to masters.edu/transform. You're going to find the program, dates to visit, and real people that you can reach out to that will answer your questions. Again, masters.edu/transform. Now, secondly, if you could take every single resource Fortis Institute has ever produced and put it all in one place, you would have Fortis Plus. That's right. Our app, Fortis Plus, is available to you right now, and just about every single thing that we have produced over the last 25 years can be found there. And it's free. That's the best part about it. We no longer charge for any of our resources thanks to our gospel partners. Think of it like a shelf that keeps getting stocked. You're going to find past resources and new resources being added every single day. Fortis Plus is available on your smartphone or your smart TV. Just go to the streaming store where you download your apps. Search Fortis Plus. You're going to find it. But the best part, again, it's absolutely free of charge because of our gospel partners. You don't have to pay a dime. And I'm not talking about a free trial. I'm talking about a free forever. And our gospel partners, they are men and women just like you who value the content that we're producing, and they wanted to link arms with us so that more people in more places all over the world can have access to our content. And so that's exactly what they're doing. And so if you've been helped by any of our content over the years, I want to ask you if you would start praying about what it would look like in your life to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. And we know you have questions. That's why we have answers available to you right now at fortisinstitute.org. All right, let's get back to Dr. Greg Gifford now. This is Transform.
Welcome back to Transform.
The Bible informs us that difficult events or circumstances are not the cause of our bad decision-making. Trauma merely reveals what is already in the heart.
And now your host, Dr. Greg Gifford.
Okay, welcome back. Thank you, Jimmy. We have introduced another biblical counseling story. For those of my long-term listeners, I did a story on AI therapy back in January. That's been one of the most listened to podcast series of the whole year. I find that to be interesting. I did another one on Ozempic and thinking biblically through Ozempic and how do we think about our health? How do we think about weight loss medication? And in this biblical counseling story, I'm addressing the issue of crunchiness, kind of reporting the facts. This is what it is. This is what it means. This is how it's being used, or this is how it's impacting, and then giving you a biblical worldview by which to assess it or engage it or reject it. And those are biblical counseling stories. So remember, I'm kind of like Barbara Walters. Do you remember her? Jacques Cousteau, do you remember him? I would say Anderson Cooper, but no, that's no. But I'm just trying to report these things to you and then get you some biblical parameters to construct something helpful and engaging crunchiness. So I've said so far there's crunchiness as this focus on health, and it is broader than just nutrition. It's avoiding chemicals, using drinks and home choices to promote perceived health. But have an extreme versus normal crunchy, or extreme versus not extreme crunchy, however you want to say that. Normal might communicate something that isn't helpful. So just say crunchy, extreme crunchiness. Okay, who are the crunchiest? Well, predominantly women. And this is an interesting fact. I think I could say it's becoming a fact, and I'm open to your pushback. The question that I posed on Instagram was, what's really going on here? What is all of this conversation about crunchiness? And out of 160 comments, the majority were ladies talking about their story and how crunchiness had impacted them. And you could say, well, you know, Dr. Gifford, that's easy because most of your followers, or most of the people are ladies. And I thought that too. I thought, well, maybe the majority of my followers are ladies, but I looked it up and no, it was like 52% ladies are following me. So that just meant that either A, the guys were checked out, or that B, this is something that predominantly pertains to ladies. Do your own research on that. Whenever I look up social media influencers on crunchiness, the majority of them are women. I looked up at that crunchy mom, Kate, and she's got to be probably young 30s, maybe late 20s, married with a son. And you can watch videos of her walking through the stores, talking about toothpaste, talking about toxins, how to find healthy protein bars. Lady. Emily Morrow, she does comedic skits with her husband. Her handle is at Really Very Crunchy. And I think it's to really expose and somewhat educate on the crunchy lifestyle. The video that I watched this morning getting ready for the episode is she's at the park and she gets kind of into a battle with another lady at the park. So she schools her and the dangers of Skittles. And I think it was high fructose corn syrup, something like that. So the husband says, well, did you even ask her name? She says, I don't know her name. I educated her. So what you're seeing is, again, female presence, female influencer. The one male that I did see, he had 2.4 million followers, Paul Saladino, medical doctor, I think, and I'm not totally sure on this, I think he has a doctorate in psychiatry, so medical doctor in psychiatry. And you watch his Instagram page, and oh man, it's just full of how he does grounding on his second level home, why he has no plastic in his kitchen. He doesn't use wireless routers because he doesn't want whatever they're emitting. This one was great. You guys are going to love this one. He has a video of him going through TSA in the airport, and he has like 7 coconuts in a bag. And he says he doesn't want to drink water at the airport, so he brings these coconuts with him to drink while on an airplane or while at the airport. And then what's funny is he puts them on the conveyor belt and then runs them through the scanners, which use radiation to see what's going on. So Paul Saladino, male, he does have this huge influential presence. How much of it is truly medical? You know, we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But ladies, it does seem that this is predominantly something that you wrestle with the crunchiness. Now, I'm open to your feedback. And if you disagree with that, that doesn't greatly shape the recommendations that I would offer, but it is something to be mindful of. The second, who are the crunchiest? It's those that have been hurt by the medical establishment. Think of the medical establishment as whatever you want to call that. The American Western lifestyle, modern medicine, a nutritionist, your OB, whoever that is, that you didn't get the answers that you had hoped for. So it was inconclusive doctor's appointments that left you frustrated and without answers. You were actually wronged by a medical doctor that minimized, ignored, failed to listen to, misdiagnosed, or they were just overly hurried. So they didn't help you, but they actually hurt you. And there is also a group of people, it did start pre-COVID, but COVID solidified a lot of the skepticism of the medical establishment. So that when COVID-19 and then masking became a thing, and I lived in California during that time, so it was masking and the vaccine. And then, wait a minute, masking does help. And then, wait a minute, it doesn't help. Okay, so get a vaccine. Oh, wait, not just one vaccine. Now you need boosters and then booster upon booster. Honestly, what that did with the, I call it the Fauci fiasco, what that did is it created a deep skepticism in many of you, and many of us, I'll include myself in that, where we just began to say, you know, I'm not sure if the medical community is as objective as it says it is. And right now, RFK is not doing a lot of dissimilar actions now with the MAHA movement, the Make America Healthy Again. It seems like the CDC is being politicized, but maybe towards a more right-wing leaning. So I don't know. What I do know is that you and I became skeptical of modern medicine, and that left us now looking for answers in other places. The New York Times published an article called How the Right Claimed Crunchy in December of 2024. And one of my listeners wrote in and said, yes, this is what's fascinating, that this used to be a left-leaning liberal ideology, but now the crunchy lifestyle is much more mainstream and right-wing. So don't think of like the Pacific Northwest, don't think of like Portland, Oregon as the only place where there's hipsters now eating all natural. Think like many of your right-wing conservative churches, they are being influenced by crunchiness. So that is a huge part. So who are the crunchy? It's those that have been hurt by the medical establishment. It's predominantly ladies. Now it's moving into this right-wing conservative movement where many of us that would be politically conservative, we are jumping onto this bandwagon. There was a book that was written by Weston Price called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. And his basic theory is that he went to some of the most remote parts in the world and he found that those were some of the healthiest people. And he gets into tooth decay, tuberculosis, overall excellent health in those people groups who ate their indigenous foods. So he really popularized an idea that our modern way of eating, shopping, so forth, it's hurting us and it's contributing to the sicknesses that we have. So if you're familiar with that work, then it really started to influence your thinking and make you question the modern American or the Western lifestyle as it is. Okay, so who are the ones? It's those individuals. And I am going to add one last category for today's episode. Who are the crunchiest? It seems to be those that also wrestle with control. And control is a heart theme, meaning that you worship control. And you could say it negatively and say a control freak, yes. But know this, and I've said this about bodybuilding, I've said this about any form of nutrition, that control is really deep within our hearts whenever we have an overly regimented diet, an overly regimented lifestyle. How do we know that? Because if something doesn't go the way you planned it, you can be fearful. Fear-based eating, and many of the listeners and viewers on Instagram said fear-mongering, even the testimony that I just read to you, fear-mongering. If you're not careful and you know you're a person that worships control, then crunchiness can slide right in almost imperceptibly and feel like the right thing to do. But what you're doing is worshiping control. And at this current moment, it's just manifested with hyper-managing your diet and your lifestyle. So that extreme crunchiness is almost deified or it made to be a spiritual act of worship. So if you struggle with control, just know that you're going to be inclined towards extreme crunchiness. If you don't struggle with control, I don't think you're really going to struggle with extreme crunchiness altogether anyways. You're going to focus on healthy things, perhaps. You're going to focus on stewarding the resources God has given to you, and those are different, but you're not going to be overly controlling. So let me try to land the plane for today. So the first takeaway, what is crunchiness, and how are we thinking about this issue in our modern churches, conservative churches? Crunchiness is this focus on healthy living that includes food, avoiding certain chemicals, using drinks and home choices to promote perceived health. And there are extremes to this, extreme crunchiness. What are those extremes going to be indicated by? That's where I'll go in our next episode, but I'm going to start with how we know what we know, which is our epistemology. Are we judgmental? Are we Gnostics in our crunchiness? Are we haughty and we refuse to accept common sense or plain science? That is going to be our epistemology. So I hope you'll join me in our next episode. Let me pray for us. Lord, thank you for food. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you that many of us live lifestyles where we can choose what we eat. We can choose the type of bed sheets that we use. We can choose plastic or glass bottles. We're thankful for that. Some are listening to this and perhaps they've gone a little too far in crunchiness. And others are listening to this and they haven't been discerning or wise to consider what they are eating or how they're living their life. So I pray that these stories would just help strike that balance of cutting your word straight and applying it to the different peoples that are listening to this. But most of all, Lord, I pray that you would be glorified as we think carefully on this topic. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been Transformed from Dr. Greg Gifford, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Transform with Dr. Greg Gifford, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.